lift up my eyes. All God's children just stand. Yeah. Tell somebody, say, you stand. Hear the Lord, yeah. Stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness. Oh. Stand for righteousness.
And be counted.
And be counted among them that shall reign with him.
Oh.
Stand.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
When friends are gone. Oh. Stand when you're all
and
alone.
Believe.
And believe he shall receive his own.
Hey. I decided.
Stand.
Take a stand, not believing. I lose some of my friends. Now I'd rather live right than in hell. Lift up my eyes. All of God's children just stand. Stand. Everybody say it, you stand. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. I stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Oh.
Stand for righteousness.
Stand among them.
Among them that shall
reign with him.
Oh,
just stand with me.
When friends are gone.
Oh.
Stand when you're all alone.
And believe we shall receive his own. Stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Whoa.
Stand for righteousness.
And let me count
among them.
And say,
for holiness,
for righteousness,
and be counted
among them. Somebody say, you stand. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, y'all.
Everybody.
Clap your hands, everybody. Come on, clap your hands if you're going to stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. We thank you today. Hallelujah.
So grateful for the presence of the Lord and how he's moving today. And this song, it means a lot to me because it's the prayer. And it just talks about, Lord, that we want you to guide us, to lead us, you know, so that we can be saved, you know, for each of us. Because we talked a lot today about prayer, how they pray for their children. And Lord, we just pray that you be with us constantly. Lord, hallelujah, that you... We just want to lift up your name and give you praise and glory and honor because you deserve everything, God, because you're so wonderful. So just worship with us as we sing.
I pray you'll be ours.
In times when we don't know, let this be our prayer. When we lose our way, lead us to a place.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm here alone today with Jesus, just me and him. That's the way I feel. I feel that something is going on in everybody and in this vessel. I've made up my mind. Amen. I can't look back, you know. God has taught me something. And the other day, we was out and something happened and I said, Lord, and he told me, say, the battle is not yours, but mine. Stop trying to fight in yourself. He said, it's me. It's not, you can't fight Satan carnality. You got to fight him with the weapons I have given you. And so I pray and I'm asking Lord to help all of us today that he would bless our hearts today and that he would change our hearts today, that he would let us know that he loves us.
you know, that's something that God loves you. Did you know that? Amen. I just thank the Lord. I'm praying and I'm believing God. And I said, Lord, you know, just whatever. I'm in a place now. I say, it's you. It's just you. That's all. Pray, it's you. So, Luke, I'm going to start and I'm asking God, will you stand just a moment? And would you just clap your hands for what God is going to do for you today? Hallelujah. Praise God that you are, and ask God to open your heart to receive today. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Al, I just would like you, Luke 4:18, and then I'm going to pray. This is really, I'm just going to just let the Lord lead me. Is that okay? Hallelujah. I want to thank the Lord for the love that I feel among the people. I really believe, I really thank you for your love. It's your love that have kept me right now. Right now, it's the love of God through his people that's keeping me. And I just want to thank the Lord. You may not understand that, but that's the way it goes. Praise the Lord. I talked to Sister Peggy. She said I blessed her, but she blessed me. She blessed me. And she began to tell me how she felt. And sometimes people, you know, you say, you know, whatever, you know what I'm saying. But she, the way she said it, it just touched my heart. It just touched my heart. And I just want to thank the Lord for people, hallelujah, that love me. It means a lot. Do you know it means a lot to be loved? So she was telling me, she said, you know, I don't got much. I don't have a lot of money. But she was just telling me how people was coming around and taking her to Branson and taking her here and taking her there. And somebody did this and that. And it was just something. And so I said, honey, you are a millionaire. You are a millionaire. Because it's not in money, children. You can have spirit of people that's got money and they're just as sad as they can be. Money don't make you happy. You ain't got Jesus with it, I'm telling you. It don't make you happy. So I just want to thank the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord, I just want to thank you. Just help me to stay in order. Help me to stay in order. You know, we're supposed to pray first, and I think that's good. So I just want to thank you. Father, I thank you for what you've done. And I'm asking you, Lord, to touch every heart today. How I can't tell everything. God, it's a long time to tell everything. So I'm just asking you, Lord, to help me to stay with you. Let the Spirit of the Lord lead me through this word today. The word that you have given to me, Lord. Bless it. Anoint it. Let it come through to help and to bless. To change. Because that's what we need, God, a change in our hearts. So I'm asking you, Lord, to help me. Hallelujah, and anoint me, Lord, that I may preach this word, hallelujah, with all that you've given to me. I ask it in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless your people. Never seen it like a, hallelujah, just living in a different day. I don't know what it is, but I'm seeing something I've never seen in my whole ministry. I'm seeing it. And I just want to thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. For it's not by power I've learned, and it ain't by might, but it's by your Spirit. Praise the Lord. Let this word change us, because it will. The word of God will change us. I ask it in Jesus' name. You are so precious. Thank you for every song. Thank you for the song that said about keeping us in prayer. Lord, it's the truth. And I just want to thank you. I thank you for those, hallelujah, who get up and not ashamed to praise God in Jesus' holy name. God bless you. Hallelujah, Jesus. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Turn around and tell somebody, hallelujah, I'm expecting something today. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you, something going on. I don't know what it is, but something is going on. Something is going on. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to start probably in Genesis. Somebody done got happy about that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want to start in the first chapter of Genesis. And I want to ask y'all to read it to help me some here. I'm trying to keep everything in order. Praise the Lord. But Genesis 1, I think it's 1 and 3. Is it? That's it, baby. Read it for me. Praise the Lord. And God said, let there be light. I keep reading that. Y'all don't understand this now. Praise the Lord. Listen. There's no darkness in God. The earth was dark, but there's no darkness in God. There's no way he could have stepped out on space and things were still dark. Come on now. The Lord showed this to me. He said, and I said, Lord, I've wondered about this for years when you told me when my mother died, and you said, let there be light. I never understood it. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know what? God, Jesus prophesied in that verse. That light is going to be in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. He said, I am the light of the world. Did he say that? Well, he was the light of the world when he stepped out. When he came into darkness, he was still the light of the world. He said, I'm saying, hallelujah, let the light be in you. And I said, oh, Lord, thank you. Praise the Lord. You know, and it just kind of, something in me, down in me, changing me. I'm telling you, something down in me. Praise the Lord. I've looked and I told Brother Al, he didn't understand. I said, I'm 27 years older than you, Al. And I thought to myself, I said, God, you know, I can't go back. Don't want to go back. I want to go on. I said, but Lord, you've taught me enough to know that it's Christ in me, the hope of glory. And if I keep my mind on you, keep my eyes on you, keep my everything on, listen, you know why we stumble and fall? Because we get our minds on other things. We get our minds on what people done said about you. You get your mind on, but the Lord told me, said, if you keep your mind on me, I'm going to keep you in perfect peace. Because what people say can't change you. God knows you. You hear what I say? Then Lord began to take me, praise about where he was. Praise, I said, Lord, you know, we act like you were never talked about. Not only was you talked about, your mama was talked about. Now, you know, you can't talk about black folks' mama. Excuse me. That is fighting. You better not say your mama. That's it. It's on. Used to be, I don't know what it is now, but you can't sin about nobody's mama. But when Jesus was, they told him, said, we ain't be born of fornication. Did they say that? They call him everything but a child of God. And he took, you don't never say any place, but he said, oh, Father, help me that they don't say nothing about me. You know, I came to the, Al, you know, we trying to follow Jesus. We're going to get in the word and find out how he done it. Not like we want to do it. Like what he, well, I want you to read Luke 4:18 for me, please. Praise the Lord. Read it for me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. To preach. This is what Jesus said. That's red letters up there. Red letters. He said the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Are you poor in spirit this morning? He comes for you. He said, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel, and he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to open the eyes of the blind, to, oh my God, and that just changed my life. I said, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus, nothing we cannot do without you. I said, Lord, we just got to keep our eyes off people. We got to keep our eyes off of everything and put it on you this morning. Hallelujah. You know what? Praise the Lord. God, hallelujah, has come to deliver us. He came to deliver you. He came to deliver me so you can serve him. People will have you wrung out. I'm telling you. That's how the devil, who you think the devil worked through? He worked through folk. They'll have you wrung out and ready to dry. Am I telling the truth? Many of us right now are locked into what somebody done said. Amen. Because words are powerful. Words are powerful. Words start wars. All this little Korean man got to do is stand up and jump up a few times and say a few words. That's all he got to do. And he'll start a war. We'll be in an atomic war. How you think atomic war going to start through people talking? Words are powerful. Say it again. Now watch it here, you proved it. You proved it. You said, and Jackie, you proved it. All right, so I'm standing up here, and we back then, boy, we had a good Sunday school class. That was the best I've ever had in a long time. It changed my life. I'm letting things change my life, Al. Little by little, I'm letting things change my life. Hallelujah. But we sit there, we talked about God, and I see how God is, ooh, Jesus. How he bringing you into, you know, things. You know, we're not perfect. There's nobody, and I'm not saying it for that reason. I'm saying you're growing in grace. He said to grow in grace. And he said, praise the Lord, to take, you know, it's a dead, Paul say, I died daily. Y'all quit trying to doubt tomorrow. You can't die tomorrow. No, you can't die tomorrow. You die daily. Put away something today. Paul said in Romans, I see something working in me. Things I want to do, I can't do. Things that he went on, if y'all read Romans 1, praise the Lord. But he said, but at the end, listen, he said, but I thank God through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, Jesus is your Lord. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all look at y'all sit back there and don't want to serve the Lord. I'm like, sister, pray. But this is a personal thing. I said it's a personal thing. It's you and God. When he was up on that cross, he gave his life for you. I don't care what nobody don't do. When you stand before God, he going to call your name. And he ain't going to call brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so to stand with you. You got to stand on your own before God. Help me, Lord. Oh, I was reading. I guess I'm going to read. I try to read anyway. But the Lord took me. And I read this story so many times. And I thank you for sister. Thank you, sister. You know, you read that story. Have you ever heard anybody preach that? Maybe you have. About Naaman. You heard that before? Yeah, I ain't never heard it. About the dirt. And when I was reading it, it was it say about the dirt. I said, what is this? What, you know, and I'm sitting up there saying, let me shut my mouth up. I'm always, what? I don't see this. And she's so patient with me. God is taking the word of God, putting it in his people. Don't say you ain't got nothing. You got Jesus. If you got any Jesus, it's time to grow in Jesus. And God looking for there, not here. Amen. Amen. What he told the people, thank you, Holy Spirit, to go up and up for Pentecost, they go up in that room. These weren't people that was then went out there. Yeah, they did a little something, but he told them to go and wait. And when he told them to wait, there was people that don't. I don't know what kind of folk was up there. I know they was clean. Praise when you listen. When Jesus cleaned you up, child, you clean. Praise Lord, you don't need no. You clean. I don't care what nobody say. You may get a little dust on your feet sometimes, but you got to shake the dust off. You may get something on your hands sometimes. You got to wash them hands. Hallelujah, wash me. He said, "I'll be whiter than snow." I'm so stirred up. Something happened to my soul. I done made up my mind that nobody's gonna keep me from seeing Jesus. Hallelujah. Say what you want to say. Talk about me like you want to, but I know I belong to God. I know he's my Savior. I know he's my Lord. I know he's my Father. And that's what you got to know. You know why? Because of David. I ain't going to even have to read. Have you read there? I saw David when they was fighting the Philistines. He went down to the army. Little bitty 18, 17-year-old boy. Come on, young folk. Y'all got it going. And then the prophets get to write, he wrote about the brothers and Eliab and some and two more folks and Shammah and somebody else was to the battle. I don't know why he put their name down there. They ain't done nothing. But however, they were there. His brothers was there to the oldest, the second, and the next. Keep that in your mind. He's just a kid. Really a kid. Amen. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But the experiences that God has given you, this is to help you to know God. You ain't got to know God because of what he did for her. What he did for, know what he did for you. Hallelujah. When he took you out, when he took the sin out of you, when he stopped, oh God. And I told the Lord, I said, God, the Lord told me, he said, keep preaching, tell them they can overcome. Because you overcome through the blood of Jesus. Well, here little David, I'm seeing him when I'm reading it. Here he come. Hallelujah. Yeah, he pried because he knew God. Something about you, you get a little something in you. You know, like he's, that girl say, you get a little something, you know, a little. You get, I don't know what this thing is, Brother Mark. But when you walk into a place, you got your head up. You get a little, what they call, the world call it pride, but it ain't pride. It's pride in Jesus. You ain't walking with your head down. You know, you walking with it. Ooh, she thinks she's something. Hallelujah. Oh, God. You know, ain't nobody going to walk up to you and tell you nothing with your head down. Come on now. There you go. So he went out there. Hallelujah. Here come this 9-foot man. He walks out. Oh, all you got to do is send me one man to fight me. Hallelujah. Just one. Now, they sent the battle. I was trying to read. I can't do too much reading now. But I was trying to read about the battles. Because the Bible say they fought by sections, you know. I guess from the baddest to the least, I guess. So they went out there. When he come out there, wham, they running. It ain't that you're not fighting. But you got to meet Goliath. It ain't that you're not fighting. They fought. That's what the Bible say. And they run back. And he said, what in the world is going on? Must have not been his brother in them time to go out there. And he round talking. He said, so while he was talking, he heard somebody say, you know, somebody really need to go to whoop that man. Because the king said he's going to give him his daughter and make their house free in Israel and give them money and give them this. And David heard. He said, what you say? And he repeated it. He said, really? Now the older brother, watch it now, in his house, watch it, got mad. Oh, here you, your pride. We see your pride. You know, sometimes people call what you got pride. Let them say what they want to say. Come on, children of God. You get your thing going. If they want to call it pride, so be it. If they want to call it arrogance, that's okay. If they want to call it whatever they want to call it. David didn't pay no attention. He said, I ain't done nothing to you. I mean, here you go again. Because this older brother must have been on David all the time. So he said, what did he say? He want to make sure now. He said, this is what the king said. He said, I'll fight that man. 17, 18 years old, I'll fight him. You know why he could say that? Because he had a life that was personal with God. He sit down in the night on the fields with and wrote songs. Blessed is the name of the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord. And while he was banging on the song, sister, tapping on that thing, you got up there tapping on that drum. God was putting something down in his heart. Hallelujah. So when he came into his battles, you know, when he killed the lion and the bear, praise the Lord, hallelujah, he gave him confidence in the God he was talking to. Because if you keep on talking to him, he ain't saying how old you are. He just said how. Don't matter. All you got to do be sincere at reaching him. That's all, be sincere. All of a sudden, there's a God. Bam. So here you is in the closet playing. Mama, where you? Dinner ready? You up in the closet. Watch out. God getting ready to do something with these kids. He's got to fall in your heart. He's got to fall in your heart. God know what he's doing. Praise the Lord. And I'm seeing this little kid and I'm thinking, whoa, 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 whoa. And God said it because his personal relationship with me. You can kill any giant in your life. Yes, you can. You got to know who you serving. That's all you got to know. I can kill that giant. That little bitty old boy. This giant done got, you know, they send, wait a minute now. You sending a dog after me, this little bitty dude here. Hallelujah. And now listen, you can't kill the giant wearing somebody else's stuff. Dee's stuff won't fit you. Brother Mark's stuff won't fit you. Al's stuff won't fit you. Well, I know Al is, it still won't fit you. You got to get your own thing going. You got to get your own thing going. He told him, y'all know the story. Who them know the story? Let me see here. He told him, said, I can't go in this. I ain't tried it. See, I don't know what Al's been with God. I don't know what Dee do with God. I hear their testimonies and I believe it. But this thing got to be in you. Amen. Hallelujah. So he goes up and the giant say, praise. And he just He almost embarrassed. And let me tell you that I seen it, but I didn't see it. 40 days this dude walked back and forth. 40 days they out there trembling over a giant. 40 days they was out there. Amen. Yeah. I'm thinking it was the next day or something. No, it was 40 days. He was out there running his mouth. And the more he run his mouth, the stronger he got. So you know what? He just did it to defy God. He said, I'm going to make him run. But the Philistines was one of the greatest armies in that time, they say. The Philistines. Hallelujah. And so it's a lot of other things. I know y'all don't study. Y'all smarter than me. But this is all I got in my head. He walks out, and I see him. He walks out. He said, look, you come to me with a sword and a spear. You know, you got these big folks around me. You come. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. But I come to you in the name of the Lord. This is what the saints got to do. This is what they got to come to. We can't go thinking we got to have this and that. No, all we need is his name. His authority. You can whoop any devil with that feet. Now, here's another thing. Y'all said it too. You may not hit it overnight now. See, a lot of times people get to say, well, I want to overcome this. You may have to cry. I told you this now. I told you this now. You may have to cry. You may have to cry. You may have to be holding something in your fingers and cry. But you make your man up. Today, you can overcome. I'm not going to say you ain't going to have whatever, but you know, oh, I got to let y'all hear this by this woman named Stratoff. I want everybody to get one of them tapes. And I don't want to preach a bull. I'm telling you, when I was studying this and thinking on these, the Holy Spirit was taking me through this, he let me get this tape. Lord, have mercy. God, oh, Jesus. Oh, Gwen, did you hear it? Oh, what was it, baby? Well, yeah, I mean, what did it? Oh, yes. And did God, what did he do? He delivered her. He delivered her. I mean, all she said is the people got around her and prayed. And I told her, I said, y'all have to get around me and pray for what I'm looking for. I said, Lord, we need to get around these saints and know we got something. I'm telling you. And I was sitting up there and somebody said, you know, we need what the saints had. You know how we got what we got? Our pastor got up and said, who going to fast with me a day? Come on, Dee Dee. We was there. Who going to fast 2 days with me? Who going to fast 3 days with me? Who going to fast 4 days with me? Dee Dee, you was there. Who going to fast 5 days? You was there, Gwen. Who going to fast 6 days with me? Who going to fast 7 days with me? And everybody said, you know, what about it? You know, hallelujah. But on that seventh day. See, the church want all this. Oh, that, you know, that the Lord did it. If you're going to do something, you're going to fast and pray. You're going to seek God. You're going to just come in, just sing a few songs, and you're going, oh, no, you ain't going to get this. You remember D? He got us up in the line. Did he remember? We was up in the line. I had on my pretty new shoes I just bought. Hallelujah. Just went to the store over there that closed down. AJ Corvette and bought me some new shoes. I had on some new pretty brown shoes. Never will forget it. And me and Carissa, for the first 7 day fast I ever did, we fasted. We looked like death, but you know, we didn't know you wasn't supposed to drink water. You know, we thought we weren't supposed to drink water. And God, don't tell me you can't live. Oh yeah, because God took it. We didn't drink no water. So stupid. You're supposed to drink water after 3 days. Come on now. Jesus didn't say he was thirsty. He said he was hungry. But we didn't know no better. And because I think about the times God done kept me, I was so stupid. Praise, but you know what? Hallelujah. He called us. He said, I'm going to pray for everybody done fasted this week. Praise the Lord. He laid his hands on Dee Dee. Down she went. He laid his hands on me, and I'm going all like drunk. Tore my new shoes. Oh, come on now. Tore my brand new brown shoe. I was doing this here. Praise the Lord. Tore my shoe. You want to do this? Okay, you better fast then. You ain't going to get it just coming here singing a few songs. You going to get it when, ain't gonna happen. You know, D, you know, you remember. Praise Gwen, you remember? You remember when Gwen used to tear the church down? She'd be so happy. Praise the hallelujah. She would get up and testify. Come on now. Praise the Lord. But something was in the church. It was in through fasting and prayer. Okay, now y'all still want this? You still want it? We still want it. All right. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is moving by his spirit. He's moving by his power. And he's telling me today to tell you that you can overcome. You overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony. You overcome by your testimony. I am going to overcome. Praise the Lord. You can't keep going and picking it back up. You got to put it down. Praise the Lord and say, I don't care what. I am quitting this. I don't care what you're doing. Praise the Lord. You got to put it down. Because that's me. You trust in God. Listen, this girl was so full of drugs. She done something. I don't know how she was living. That woman did everything. I mean, she was so bad until her family put her out and that other put her out. Y'all got to get the tape. I just got to give it to you. Pray, because I'm giving it to you because I see the power of God in this thing. Praise the Lord. She said when it all wound down, praise the Lord, somebody told her about Jesus. Praise the Lord. But people have talked to her a little bit before, but nobody never really told her anything. Praise the Lord. It came back to her. She had overdosed. Praise the Lord. And put some alcohol or something in this thing, and she gave it to her little brother who had come to see her, and she shot him and he died. And she said, oh God, she went on to, oh God, I cried with her. Yes, I did. That was 14 or 20 years ago, but I cried with her. And she said, oh God, please let him breathe. But God didn't let him breathe. Hallelujah. But the child died. Praise the Lord. She said, when they got on him, she woke up, she was in the hospital. And while she was in the hospital, the boy that witnessed to her, he came back. Is that right, Gwen? And said something to her. I forgot how it went. I'm going to listen to it again. But anyway, she said they took her to a teen challenge. Is that it? That's the one that this brother was in drugs started. The brother with the swatch and the sword. But I gave you his testimony. What is this man's name? Your name was Starling. I mean, but you know, I'm saying Nicky Cruz. This was Nicky Cruz thing. Because he was in drugs. He was in drugs. So he started Teen Challenge. Praise the Lord. So they got little places over. They took her there. And she said she woke up the next morning. Well, she said she passed by. She was so high. She said they passed by the where she's supposed to get off at. And she said, well, she called this little woman that's full of the Holy Ghost. She said, no, baby, say, you ain't going back. We coming and get you. You passed. That's okay. We come get you. They came and got her. She was just so messed up. Put her in the bed. Praise the Lord. You got to get this tape. Put her in the bed. And she said, well, she woke up. She saw trees, grass. Well, she been used to waking up seeing police and cops and tall buildings and concrete. And she said, what in the world have I done? So she was kind of stirring in the bed. And somebody said, oh, she woke up. She woke up. So here they come. So she said she looked over. She saw some prayer, a little prayer warrior over there, people praying over here, people reading and studying over here. She said, what in the world? Say, okay, when the little lady that brought her, she said, we've been waiting on you, honey. Get on up. She said, she got up. She said, come on, saints. We're going to pray for her, and she's going to come through without real drugs. Now, this woman done, I mean, you ain't seen nobody do drugs. I never heard of people taking so much of drugs as this girl took and not be dead. You got to get the tape. She said, they stood around her and prayed. And she said, when they said, without real drugs, now her stomach is really started hurting. She's getting ready to really go into a fit here. And so she said her stomach was hurting, and she said, okay, what's her name? Jackie. You stand there. All right, saints. And they started to pray. They started to pray. She said, all of a sudden, something hit the top of her head. Run down into her stomach. She didn't know what it was, she said, but I liked it. She said, came down out of her feet. And she said, her belly stopped hurting. She said, woo, what is this? Let me tell y'all something. Y'all think all these people that's in drugs is just tough and tough. Uh-uh. All the saints got to do is get tough. Now, you know, and I said, Lord, I see a people now bringing people in circles and getting them free. Y'all got it wrong, child. God is still alive. Praise the Lord. And when she got up, She was supposed to, they say, now in 24 hours, if you don't want to stay here, we're going to take you back. She said, huh, go back to what? So she went in there. She said she saw, she out there playing tennis. She out there doing, she got in between. She said, Lord, this is so wonderful. And so when she got in service, they told her, say, Jackie, stand up and say, that's what the Lord had done for you. She said, oh, dear Jesus, she don't know him now. Never call. Oh, Jesus, thank you for healing me. And so, bam, down she went. I'm talking about a God. God you've been looking for. God we've been looking for. We've been looking too wrong. We don't think, a lot of people sit up here, I know it's got to, you know, got to be, Sister Dave got to do that. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. We got the power. You get that in your mind. We got the power to deliver. And you sit up and God going to deliver you. You want to be delivered? You can be delivered. Nobody got to lay hands on you. You can get delivered. Nobody laid hands on Jackie. Nobody. They just stood around and prayed for her. And nobody laid hands on her. We got the wrong conception of things. Hallelujah. We don't know how great God is. Boy, she, I think it's, she got, it was way back about 30, about 20 or 30 years ago, this woman still talking like it happened yesterday. And her husband gave his testimony. He was a drug addict too. He said what, how he came through. I said, Lord, it's so easy. Because we're not the healer, no way. See, that's what that happened. Man, think he, and then the people got the people thinking, well, sister or brother so-and-so got to come to this place before I can get my healing. That's a lie. You want to be healed? All you got to do is get some praying people around you to pray the prayer of faith for you. The Bible didn't say, he said the prayer of faith will save the sick. He didn't say the group of faith. He said the prayer of faith. And it would, oh my God, it changed my life. I said, Lord, now this is the God I know. This is the God I remember. This other God, these folks make it so hard for me to reach. I don't know nothing about him. But I know about a God that you call on his name. You call his name, and there's power in the name of Jesus. There's a song by that woman. I love it because there's power in the name of Jesus. And I say it's power in his name. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you, I love David, how he said, try to find what David said. Elton, you still got that? Praise the Lord. David didn't just go out there for David. He said, I'm going to, listen, the Lord showed me this. He said, listen good now. When he began to speak the word, the angels started getting in line. I don't know what he, I saw this, Gwen. The angels begin to line up. He said, you got to speak the word. The angels begin to line up. He said, now this is what I'm going to do. Read it, Al. What David told that giant. I want to read all of that. Yes, come on. Yeah, amen. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. The God, listen, the God of the armies of Israel. He didn't say, I come and I'm going to do that. No. He said, you got to understand this now. He put Israel. He said, the God of Israel. Go ahead. This day, listen, this day. Okay, angels, is this day. Go ahead. The Lord is going to deliver and the angels ready. I'm going to smite you. I'm going to take your head and I will give your carcass to the, yes, Lord, this to the fowls of the air and the wild beasts. Now, he's telling what he's going to do. The angel, now, he's giving the angels instruction. This is what God showed me. He's giving them instruction. They standing up. All right, David, now, what you want us to do now? What did he say, Dave? Come on. I want the world to know. I'm going to let the world to know that there's a God in Israel. Amen. Go ahead. Listen. And all this assembly. He didn't say all you. No, he didn't say that. He said all this assembly shall know that the God, what? He don't save by sword and spear. For the battle is the Lord's. Listen. Not in my hands. Not in my hands. So you got to, we got to get somewhere, Mark. Not in my, we got to realize that we are one body. Not in my hands, but he's going to give you to us. I'm going to take your head, and what he told him, and here the man, he said, and why the man blah, 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 and I don't know what else he said. What did David reach down, and the angel said, come on now, he's ready now. He reached out and takes a stone. He had five. Now, my pastor preached because he had four brothers. He's going to kill them too. But he reached down and took his bag. Hallelujah. While the giant is wondering what in the world he come. And David ran up to him. He didn't go running back. He got down on the devil's territory. Because I'm coming after you. And God is going to give you to me. Praise the Lord. And he went out to see him just. And I saw him. And that rock went. And the angel went in that rock. Wham! Praise the Lord. And brought that devil down. Oh, hallelujah. God, just in case you ain't, you may be stunned, but you getting out of here, buddy. He went up and took his sword. He didn't have no sword, right? He took Goliath's sword, and the thing was heavy. He took polo boy, he picked it up, and wham, he cut that giant's head off. God is getting ready for you to take the sword of, hallelujah, your of Goliath. He told me, if you just believe, you can cut that giant's head off. You might just done kind of stunned him a little bit. Yeah. You know, you stunned. Bam, that rock hit him up there and sunk in his head. But just, I'm going to let the job be done. The angel gave, said, cut his head off. He getting instructions. You know, he getting instructions. I'm sitting up there while y'all singing. And y'all singing. Praise the Lord. Y'all singing praises to God. And then the scripture came to me. The Lord is my shepherd. Never came to me like this. I shall not want. He making me to lie down. And listen, when he got to, he leadeth me beside the way. He leadeth me in the path of right. How though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Y'all thinking he talking about dying. He wasn't talking about no dying at that time. He said, I walk through the place I don't know where I am. It looked like things. And I said, ooh, Jesus. He said, well, you going to be with me. Because your rod and your staff going to cover me. You got to listen. If he was dying, why did the Lord prepare a table before him in the presence of sin? That you all may be in a place that you think. He said, but the Lord is with you. Goodness and mercy following you. All the days of your life, they're going to follow you. Praise the, you got somebody following you. They ain't going to leave you up the road. No, all the days of my life, he going to follow me. Praise the Lord. David knew God then. And I guess he thought he knew too much about him after some things he got into. But you got to be careful. You got to be careful. Wouldn't let that fool a grown audience. But he knew his God. He didn't walk out before that giant. That man was tall. I guess over him, he was really tall. 9 feet is tall. We ain't never seen nobody 9 feet. I seen pictures of people 9 feet, but I ain't never, you know what I'm saying? I never stood beside nobody that tall. People 6 feet seven, I be thinking they looking up to the sky. How tall are you, boys? 6 feet seven. I said, woo. It doesn't matter. God is teaching us today and taking us into Sunday schools and trying to teach us, I'm God. I'm God. All I'm asking you to do is believe that I'm God. Hallelujah. Just take the word. It's not hard. It's not hard. Hard to the flesh. I'm not going to tell you the flesh ain't hard. But if you believe in God, you're going to lay that thing down and you're going to say, that's it. And the devil going to say, and you might go through a night of crying. Hey, what do you want of God? What do you want? I tell her, you can have whatever you want. You can go far in God as you want to go. I see Al going. We don't keep up. We're going to be lost. We ain't going to get, you know, we can. It's him. He's in the word. The word, the word, the word, the word, the word, the word. And then finally, my brethren. Oh, God. It's me and you, Jesus. Ephesians. Finding my brother. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ephesians. Oh, finding my brother. Where say that at? Come on. Is it Ephesians? I got a root on my paper here. Pray, y'all stay with me now. Because I'm up here sweating. Y'all better stay with me. Praise Lord. I'm telling you, I'm just, hallelujah, this thing is real. Hallelujah. The Lord began to show me. Praise the Lord, it's real. He said, you know what the Lord always say to you when he come? Be not afraid. Hallelujah. Be not afraid. Ephesians 6 and 10. Praise the Lord. Be not afraid. Be not afraid. Finally, my brethren. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power of. Put on the whole armor. He said, y'all know about that. Having your loins go by with truth. That's good. Having on the blessed prayer, that's good. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Wherein you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the devil and of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword. Watch it. Now you have all that on. You're pretty good. Because you wore it off. But all, he said, but take the sword of the spirit. Which is the word of God. That's how you're going to whip the devil. I mean, to be really victorious. Therefore, with all, he take the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Finally, brother, I'm going to leave you with that. I have delivered myself. I have delivered my soul. My pastor used to say that. Now I know what she's saying. I have delivered my soul. Praise the Lord. I'll try to, you know how you get ministers, you get to say, oh, I forgot to tell it. Oh, I forgot to say it. Amen. But I came to think of nothing that my heart ain't said, that I feel in my heart. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That God want to bring us. And you ain't got to stumble and fall. You ain't got to. He said, without me, you can do nothing. So ain't neither you trying to do that. I said, Lord, I can't do this. He said, no, you can't. And you got to realize that. You can't do nothing without me. Praise the Lord. All you going to do is worry. Hallelujah. Girl, he can't meet that need without him. Praise the Lord. He said, the gold and the silver is mine. I think these saints, you all been saved long enough. Praise the Lord. I don't know where it's coming from. But the gold and silver is mine. I belong to God. The money belongs to him. Money come. That's what he's trying to bring us to hell. Money come. We built that house. That'll be, he's going to be testifying after a while. Because I know it was God. Everything, it was God. It was God. We were young, didn't know nothing. But God asked us for something that we did for an obedience. People talked about it, but here I am. Here I am. Dad, I know you don't see it, but God showed it to me. Here we are. House paid for, cars paid for. Here we are. There are people that I work for didn't have the house I got. I ain't got nothing to complain about, Fanny. Nothing. Nothing to complain about. God has been my God, my Father, my Maker. He's been my all in all. And you hate to say, you know, but I'm just telling you about God. I'm just telling you what he'll do. The money belonged to God. I said the money belonged to God. I said the money belonged to God. Everything belongs to God. I remember Dad's birthday came, and Shelly was sending us something for her birthday. So she gave him, I think, $100. And this was a good while ago. The Lord brought all that back to me. Praise God. And she put another $100. I said, what is she doing? She didn't put nothing in. I don't know what this is. Hallelujah. But I had asked God, I needed something for something. We had a lot of revivals. I want to get this brother or something. I don't know, $100 or something. But anyway, I can't remember it all. But I'm telling you, she said, Mama, the Lord told me to send you $100 too. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. Now you can take that is wrote down for this. You can take it for this. The earth is the Lord. The money is his. The cars is his. The cattle up on 1,000 hills belong to him. All you doing is using it. So you ought to be grateful. You got a pretty house. God gave it to you. Well, I worked. He gave you the strength. If he didn't give you no strength, you wouldn't have got it. I said, you wouldn't have got it. Everything you got belonged to God. So in that case, finally, my brother, Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Not your might. Not my might, but his might. I want to pray for somebody today. Y'all, come on. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you, Emma, if you don't mind. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I want a few of you all to come up here to help me pray for Emma. Amen. Hallelujah. There's nothing God cannot do. God loves you, child. Yes, he does. Y'all been reading John? See there? I'm glad you did, because you got to be obedient. Yeah, okay. Amen. Then I would have said, oh, Lord.